This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the path to Viksit Bharat lies in the unity of the people. The Prime Minister noted that despite facing many difficult situations, Goa not only preserved its original culture but also rejuvenated it over time. Addressing a gathering of devotees at the Sarada Panch Mahotsav of Sri Samsthan Gokarna Parthagali Jivottam Math near Kanakona, Goa, he lauded the historic monastery for its enduring contribution to society, calling it a foundation stone for upholding values that will continue to inspire future generations.
आज जब इस पवित्र मठ के 550 वर्ष पूरे हो रहे हैं, तब हम इतिहास का उत्सव मनाने के साथ ही भविष्य की दिशा भी तय कर रहे हैं। विकसित भारत का रास्ता एकता से होकर जाता है। जब समाज जुड़ता है, जब हर क्षेत्र हर वर्ग एक साथ खड़ा होता है, तभी राष्ट्र बड़ी छलांग लगाता है। श्री संस्थान गोकर्ण पर्तगाली जीवोत्तम मठ का प्रमुख ध्येय लोगों को जोड़ना, मन को जोड़ना, परंपरा और आधुनिकता के बीच सेतु बनना है। इसलिए विकसित भारत की यात्रा में ये मठ एक प्रमुख प्रेरणा केंद्र की भूमिका में भी है।
Mr. Modi said the institution has safeguarded not only faith but also humanity and culture. The Prime Minister unveiled a 77-foot bronze statue of Prabhu Sri Ram at Parthagali. He also inaugurated a new Ramayan theme park garden and a 10,000 square foot museum dedicated to Lord Ram developed as part of the celebrations. Mr. Modi further released a special postal stamp and a commemorative coin before addressing the gathering. President Draupadi Murmu today said that youth of the nation are the architects of country's future and the guardians of its great cultural and civilizational traditions. She expressed confidence that the youth will devote themselves to the development of the nation. The president graced the closing ceremony at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Bharat Scouts and Guides and addressed its 19th National Jamboree at Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. The president said, "It is a matter of pride that Bharat Scouts and Guides have been guiding the youth and inspiring them to become active participants in nation building." She highlighted that for achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047, youth of the country should make efforts. The country's gross domestic product, GDP, registered a robust 8.2% growth in the second quarter of the current financial year, driven by strong performance in the manufacturing, secondary and tertiary sectors. GDP growth in the second quarter was higher than the 7.8% recorded in the first quarter of the current financial year and the 5.6% seen in the corresponding period last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the GDP growth in a social media post. Mr. Modi termed the growth as encouraging and said that it reflects the impact of government's pro-growth policies and reforms. He added that it also reflects the hard work and enterprise of country's people. The Prime Minister asserted that the government will continue to advance reforms and strengthen ease of living for every citizen. Sri Lanka continues to reel under extensive flooding, landslides and widespread disruption as Cyclone Dithwa has intensified. Torrential rain and strong winds have battered the eastern, central and northern regions, leaving homes damaged, transport networks crippled and hundreds of thousands displaced or affected. In response to the growing humanitarian emergency, India has launched a major relief operation under the name Operation Sagar Bandhu. Maritime assets, including INS Vikrant and INS Udayagiri, already docked in Colombo, have delivered bulk shipments of relief supplies, including several tons of dry and fresh rations, as well as other essential goods for affected communities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, conveyed his heartfelt condolences to the people of Sri Lanka who have lost their loved ones due to Cyclone Dithwa. The closing ceremony of the 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India has just begun. 9 magical days that celebrated cinema are culminating in a star-studded ceremony tonight. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan are attending the grand ceremony along with Festival Director Shekhar Kapoor. The coveted Golden Peacock Award, the Silver Peacock Award and the ICF to UNESCO Gandhi Made Medal will be given to the films. IFFI 2025 saw over 240 films from 81 countries being screened. And that is the end of this news bulletin.